Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for everyone that woke up early at dark to drive here from rural Utah. We're going to open up the November 6, 2025 CIB review meeting. First, we'll start with introductions. Oh, before we do, I just want to remind everyone to please sign in if you haven't. And we'll start with you, Commissioner Winfield. Turn your microphone on, Commissioner.
Thank you. You want me to do that again, or are we good?
No.
All right. Commissioner Winfield out of Grand County. Thanks, Bruce. Wait till I get around to you.
He can see you all the time, but he can't hear you.
Yeah. I represent CERDA, the Southeastern Rural Development Agency, out of Price.
Thank you. Mayor Dean Baker and I represent Uinta County, and just for a short note, this is my 45th wedding anniversary today.
All right.
I didn't have CIB on my 45th wedding, but my wife's out here.
Yeah, congratulations.
Bruce will sing to you.
No. Kurt Slaw, I'm the Deputy State Treasurer, representing the State Treasurer on this board, and my official position on the board is the Grinch position. Bruce already had Santa Claus position filled, so there had to be a yin to Bruce's yang, and so that's my job on the board.
Thank you.
We're off to a good start.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Laura Hansen. I am the state planning coordinator representing the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget.
Thank you.
Brooke McCarrick, Attorney General's Office.
Curtis Wells, CIB Chairman representing rural Utah.
Jerry Taylor, Commissioner Garfield County, representing Pipe County AOG.
Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner, representing Duchesne County.
Scott Bartholomew, San Pete County Commissioner, representing R6.
Ralph Brown, Sevier County Commissioner, representing Sevier County.
Ho, ho, ho. I am Bruce Adams. I represent UDOT on the commission, and I just want to tell Dean Baker, I think he told me this morning this is his last meeting today, unless we have one in December. But anyway, it's been a pleasure to serve with you, Dean, and congratulations on, I don't know how she does it, but congratulations.
I agree there.
Jack Lytle, representing Uinta Basin Association of Governments from Daggett County.
All right, thank you. Up next, we're going to have our financial review. Well, welcome, Kaylee, up. And if you didn't notice, oh, that's probably just on my notes. Well, I'll let Kaylee deliver the good news. Not enough available revenue in red and all caps.
That's great.
Okay,
so I have a lot to say today. There is $30.7 million in ask for this trimester. Currently, you have $20.35 million available. I am forecasting that you will have $33.4 million available at the end of the trimester when we come to the February meeting. However, I do feel like that's pretty optimistic. We had a weird month in September. The price of coal dropped by $10, and it had significant impacts. So the three counties that produce a lot of coal, they had Emery had a loss of $1 million, San Pete had a loss of 1.7, and Sevier had a loss of $5.7 million. We usually earn around $2.7 million each month for our royalties for the mineral lease. We earned $89,000 in September. So it's not looking good. And the price of coal dropped even further in October than it did in September. So I don't anticipate you will earn even $89,000 in October. So the only thing that you're going to earn into the mineral lease fund, which is where you can give out grants, is Brittany makes sure with the treasurer's office that she's investing and uninvesting the cash for projects that need disbursements. That's basically the only revenue that you earned this month in the mineral lease fund. So there's not going to be any money available for grants in February, even with what's projected. You just won't have it right now. As of today, the price of coal has increased since the end of October, $5 more. So it is going back up. I don't know if it will stay up, but if it drops down again, you won't have much revenue in November either. The good news is that in the bonus fund, we also had a weird month. So there are two counties, Beaver and Iron, that have some geothermal leases, and their rent was due on those leases. And so we average $300,000 each month in the bonus fund, which is where you give out your loans, and we actually earned $2.1 million, which kind of helps with the loss that we have in the mineral release fund, but again, you have to give out loans in the bonus fund, not grants. So I need you guys to give out grants today. Do not do that.
Bruce already heard
that.
Music to my ears.
I need you to give out loans today. No grants. I know that it's really difficult, especially with the projects that are presented towards you today. They are asking for $21.67 million in grants. If best case scenario, you would have $7.9 million. So I need you to move at a minimum like $11 million from grants over to loan if you were to fund every project. I mean, consider what your prioritizations are and look at each of the projects as they're presented to you. Not that I want to say if a project, you don't feel like the project is suitable for this trimester, just remember that if you use up all the money you have trimester, we don't know what next trimester will look like. So evaluate the projects based off what you feel the project is bringing the value to and not whether you do have the funding available, because you won't have much available to get into the next trimester, if any at all. Loans, not grants. Yes.
Oil and gas doesn't come into mineral lease?
It does come into mineral lease. Those commodities didn't make up for the loss in coal. So they stay fairly constant, but they didn't make up for the loss in coal.
So if we were to proceed today with favorable recommendations at the median on all projects, we would be...
We'd still be short. Yes.
Okay.
So you have a lot of work to do, and I'm sorry, but loans, not grants.
Understood.
Appreciate your recommendation.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to add to that, Ms. Towers?
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Kaylee. If you fund anything as a loan, it can, with a little bit of an interest rate, it can be taken out of either account. So staff can make it happen if it's actually a loan with a tiny little bit of interest, because then it can come out of the bonus or the mineral lease. But a grant
can't. We don't have enough in the mineral lease. We don't want any more to come out of the mineral lease.
Well,
we wouldn't want any loan to come out of the mineral lease. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
because we're trying to shift more to bonus, right?
But I'm saying if more comes into the mineral lease, it can be adjusted wherever the revenue is, but a grant cannot be adjusted.
There's more flexibility with loan than grant, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Kaylee.
Yep.
That was a great review.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, up next, item 3 is our approval of minutes from the October 1st, 2025 CID meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Commissioner Winfield, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Up first, I want to welcome representatives from Vernal City to the dais. This is a major roadway rehabilitation project.
Okay.
They've requested $2.38 million in grants, $1,020,000 in loan, 10 years at a half a point. The project consists of 16 centerline miles of Reynolds City roadway to seal the pavement surface, improve skid resistance, and extend the life of the following roadways: 100 South, 100 North, 500 North, 400 South, East Main Street, West Main Street, 135 South. Lots of roads. A 2-inch mill and overlay on 500 South to correct defects and restore the structural integrity. Welcome, gentlemen. Feel free to provide any information about your project, and we'll open it up to questions.
Yeah, I appreciate the board having us and give us an opportunity to talk about our project. I'm Ed Long on the Vernal City Council. To my left is Keith Despain, Public Works Director, and on my right is Clint Morton. He's our street supervisor. When I left Vernal at 5 a.m. this morning, pulling out of my house, had to wait for a line of lights at 5 a.m. in the morning, and it was mainly white pickup trucks, oil field pickup trucks heading out to the field. Our roads get used heavily and are in critical need of repair. So we appreciate your consideration on this important project for us, which is, as you mentioned, upgrading 16 miles of the most heavily used roads in the city. And mainly a chip and seal project. Two of those 16 miles is mill and overlay. But with that, I will again appreciate your time and consideration for this project. I'll turn it over to Keith and Clint to give you more of the details of this particular project.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Councilman. So we did, like I say, I'm Clint Morton. I'm the street supervisor for Vernal City. We last year, invested into some asset management technology and kind of drove our roads, looked at what we have, and it came back. The conclusion is that many of our collector roads, mainly major traveled roads, are in need of some major rehabilitation and some work, and so we've kind of put together this project we've been working on, trying to save some money over the last few years to add a little bit to it. And then that's, I guess, where the loan would come through. But Keith knows more about that. As far as the work goes, 500 South, with the winter we had 2 or 3 years ago, 500 South and some of these other roads just received a lot of damage. The freeze-thaw cycle just beat up our roads, and so we are in need of help for some rehabilitation, and so that's why we're here. But it's we've done what we can as a public works crew to do maintenance projects, crack sealing, mastic treatments, potholing, things like that, but it's beyond what we can do as a crew. So
I'd just like to add to the description, we had a different request when we originally submitted at the AOG meeting. We appreciate our AOG representatives. They gave us some tips, and so we did change our request to what it has been stated as today. We recognize the difficult situation the board is in, and we appreciate your consideration for the project.
And is that regarding the cash that was originally proposed?
Yeah, as Clint mentioned, we've been eyeing this project for a few years and had saved up some money. We originally had the same amount of grant requests with a cash $1 million cash match. At the AOG meeting, it was discussed that it might be a better approach to move that to a loan, and so that's what the funding request is as stated today.
Thank you. Questions from the board?
Yeah.
Well, I have actually not a question for the applicants, but more a discussion for us. So when I look at the financial sheets that Kaylee shared with us, all that great news, it looks like we are $10 million short overall and that we need to move at a bare minimum $8 million into loan, ideally more than that, it sounds like, anticipating future trimesters. And I appreciate that nobody comes to us with projects that they don't desperately need and that you had to get really, really early to drive here. And I understand also that, you know, of all the communities that are impacted by oil, gas, mining, that you're one of those top communities. I just don't know how we can pay for everything on our list today. And I'm thinking my recommendation would be to ask that we kick this down the road to a future trimester meeting and see if our financial situation's a little bit better, because no babies are going to die today if we don't fund a road refueling project. You know, it doesn't feel quite as critical as some of the other things that are on the list. And so that would be my suggestion to the board, is that we look at saying, hey, this is a great project, but can we consider it in a future meeting when we maybe have more financial resources?
Comment.
Well, go ahead, Jack. You was first.
So one of the things, again, to the board, and I don't know if I completely agree about how to decide which ones should or shouldn't get funded necessarily today or in what form, but one of the things that, as I've looked at these, started looking more at the scores that the deal gives them as an effort to help. If it's not the end all, those scores necessarily, but they are there for a reason, and they do help us, I hope, in some form or another as we use the tool. Even looking at the ranking, those score numbers on them can help us decide how to prioritize a little bit too, the higher scores receiving, you know, to add to that matrix of our own, this, the one in our own heads that we try and not be too arbitrary and capricious about. Completely understand that we need to figure out a way to either not spend it all or get the loans and grants figured out.
Oh, go ahead. Let me just jump in there. Since I drive those roads all the time, and they are bad. They've been, some of them have dug up for sewer, and they're trying to get them rehabilitated. It's a nightmare. And I get through there. I know I hear we're short of funding, but I think if we ask them if they would take $2 million now to start hitting the major stuff, come back, hopefully when we got some more funding coming in, and chew it in a little bit instead of the whole project at one time. So.
So you're suggesting $2 million as grant or $2 million?
$2 million as grant.
Okay.
About $2 million as loan. It doesn't sound like we have money to give out in grants, but a lot of these projects have asked for part loan. Why can't we fund the loan portion and then look at the grant in future months?
Well, and that was kind of where I was. Didn't really want to come up there, but I was thinking $2 million in grant and then $2 million in loan. But I wanted them to have that opportunity.
Yeah, but if we gave them the loan today, then they could decide how to start.
That's an option.
Just a reminder that we have to cut $10 million off the entire list. $10 million. That's a lot.
But didn't Kaylee say we could give loans today? Yeah. I know you got a little mixed up.
We're still in loan and grant.
Okay.
Because that's what she's hoping to have.
$10 million in grants, Laura.
So to back up what Bruce is saying, and this is unusual, but I think you're required to spend the loan money first. Is that right, Candace?
Yes.
Before the grant?
Yes.
So really, you know, that wouldn't put them behind in the project, as long as you feel confident that at some point, and we'll kind of commit that at some point, you know, in the next year or two, we'll get you enough priority to get the rest of it, you know. But for now, you know, considering our funding constraints, you know, would you guys be open to taking the loan today and using that to get started and then coming back at a future date for the rest of it? Or?
Can I add to the question?
Yeah.
Well, I want to help them with that.
Yeah.
Knowing what you said about how you switched around your application and the money you do have in the bank. The money you were going to have, do you have enough cash with that?
Thank you.
Do you have enough cash with that to be able to, with a loan, make that work for the short term? Something to think about.
Yeah, so I guess what I would maybe ask the board to consider is we can certainly phase the project. I think that's what I'm hearing, is do a part of it now and part of it later, do focus on the most critical needs now. I think I would ask a consideration for maybe $1 million in grant and $1 million in loan. I think that's a pretty good middle spot.
And then you still plan to come back for additional
later? Right, and then we would come back in a time when we would finish the project.
Okay, and this is for Mazur Highway? Is that what this is? You said 500 South, headed out that direction?
So, 500 South.
Collector.
East or west? 500 South, east and west of...
Or, oh, 500 South, not 500 West.
The Mazur Highway is 500 North.
Or north, yeah.
You could...
It's kind of the main road into Naples.
What's that?
Does 500 go all the way over to 40 when it turns into Naples?
There's a little bit of 500 South that is Naples City,
yeah,
on the east end.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably tell what we're struggling with a little bit. And you know, right now we have mainly a chip and a seal project. And whatever we're not able to accomplish right now with a chip and seal, you know, we come back sometime next year. You know, it may be a mill and an overlay project, which will be three times, you know, what we're suggesting now after another winter of these, you know, these type of roads. So I would probably elevate it a little higher in priority because of that, but very much appreciate the challenge that you have. So we just... you know, as much as we can get done, as soon as we can get done, will actually save us a significant request in the future.
Well, I'll just say it's not lost on me that, you know, this is the Community Impact Board, and what we're talking about is direct. You can't get more direct impact to a community than the roads that are being torn up by oil field that is, you know, directly related to the revenue that comes into the CIB fund. And so, you know, I think, you know, from that standpoint, this is a primary reason why CIB exists, is for projects like this. And so, you know, I guess I want to be fair in my assessment and say I get that part. So, you know, I guess I would make the motion that they have requested $1 million in grant, $1 million loan.
I'll second.
What was that? At
0.5, half a percent.
10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Does that fit in the tool, or does it need an exception? Because it's a reduction in the total amount.
It's actually more.
I don't know the percentages.
They're taking more loan by percentage, so.
Yeah. So it should.
It will be with exception.
No exception.
No exception.
So $1 million in grant, $1 million in loan at a half a point for 10 years. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Discussion on the motion. I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Pardon me, but who is the first?
Kurt.
Thank
you. This is to fund $1 million grant for the Bernal City Major Roadway Rehab Project and $1 million loan, 10 years at 0.5. Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
No.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Winfield?
Yes.
Bruce Adams?
Yes.
That motion carries with 1S.
Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
So that's a million we've shaved off so far?
That was actually
1.38.
No,
one point three eight million.
We shaved off there.
Yeah,
you're the treasurer. Watch your
1.4.
numbers.
Yeah, 1.4. Drop 20,000.
Now you're sliding
there. Yeah.
1.4.
Okay, up next we have Mighton City for culinary water improvements. We'll welcome representatives from Mighton City for isolation valves in Duchesne County. The request is for $224,000 approximately in grant. Welcome.
Thank you for entertaining our consideration here. I'm Alan Allred. I'm the Public Works Director for Mighton City. With me I have Greg Williams from JEB. He's our project engineer on this. We did a Main Street project, water line down Main Street, and we ran into quite a few unknowns that really woke us up and realized we had a lot of need. So when we did this project, we had to turn off the town, an entire water source, several times in order to isolate just Main Street alone. And we've learned through that we've got a lot of issues on our side streets as well. So when we have water breaks or any future projects, we have to turn off the whole town, and that's really affecting our schools. It's affecting our business and our residents to be off for 8 hours, and that cuts off the fire flow for the entire town too. So if an incident was to happen, our fire service wouldn't have any protection for our town. And so this project will allow us to put in isolation valves so that we can, if we have an issue, we can cut off certain areas and leave the remainder of town open to water services and not affect our businesses, our schools, and our residents. This project, we kind of learned through this Main Street project that we have a lot of unknowns in our system too that weren't put in on maps, and so this is going to help us isolate those out and be able to do our future planning for our projects as well.
I think to add to that is shutting down all of town takes almost more time to drain the system and fill it back up than it does to fix the issue that's at hand. And so being able to isolate in sections would greatly reduce that. As well as, I guess, time is of the essence here, where we have a master plan that phases out the rest of a culinary system through town. So we've done one of 11 miles this summer. We've got 10 to go to get their system replaced. And I think the cost benefit there on those next 10 miles would go a long way to get these isolation valves in now.
Thank you. I guess one thing to add that might be critical here is the reason that we need to add these isolation valves instead of using the existing in there. This system's over 50 years old, and the existing isolation valves are not functioning properly and still letting water bypass. That's why we have the need for these now.
Thank you. Okay, I'll open it up to questions from the board. Questions or a motion?
So the project that you were currently working on, was that Division of Drinking Water money?
Yes. Division of Drinking Water funded that for us through grant and loan.
Does the board want to do a half grant and half loan in this one, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you go to Drinking Water for this project also?
We did. They don't have the funding to help us out right now.
Okay. And can you, what kind of loan capacity, if you heard the situation we're in, if we could shift a little bit to loan, that would help us out a lot.
We're in a tight spot as well. I understand your position, so the least amount of loan we could take would be really beneficial to us.
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Just jump in there. I drive through there quite frequently, and that is basically an oil-filled man camp. I don't know how else to word it. I was trying to be gentle.
That's kind of hard.
They have little teeny houses, and people in the oil field stay there, and then go south into out in the oil field and gas field and do. That little town has really struggled, the city. And so I would like to make a recommendation that we just give them the $224,299 in all grand.
Okay.
It's a small amount.
Dean, have you ever driven through Grand or San Juan County?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I get it.
You have potholes, too. Motion made to proceed with the requested $224,299 in grant by Mayor Baker, seconded by Commissioner Miles. Discussion.
Is there an exception?
That's the requested, right? Oh, yeah.
Financial hardship.
Yeah.
These are this city, and I have a special place in my heart for mine. They have some real struggles. And they have the lowest magi in my county. And what's that? Yeah. So I think they need some help. And this is really a Band-Aid to get to a place where they can fix these lines in the future. These valves will be able to be utilized as they are able to improve their system, so it's not money not well spent. So,
okay, thank you.
We'll call for a vote, please. Ms. Powers.
This is to fund the Mighton City Culinary Water Improvements as requested, a $224,299 grant. Treasurer Slough?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Winfield?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion carries with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you guys very much.
Okay, the next project is Gunnison City, but my understanding is they're held up due to the...
Sure, they're
here. I think they're here.
Oh, yeah. All right. Come on up. Welcome.
Point of order. These projects have not been funded. They are not funded today. They're prioritized.
Right. Thank you. So this is Gunnison City for a culinary water system, the Tar Canyon Well in Sevier County.
No, correct.
Sampi.
That's a typo. Sampi.
Yeah.
Unless we want to move the border just a little bit more.
The project total is $12.4 million, and their request is for $6.9 million. Thank you. And welcome.
Thank you. We appreciate you giving us an audience here today. We love the CIB. They've helped us in years past, and in some very significant, meaningful projects. But this is probably the most meaningful of all. In 2014, we lost a couple of our wells, actually one of them completely, and the other one lost a lot of its ability to furnish water. So in the 12-year period of time, we are not able to meet the state's peak day source demand standards. That also means that we don't really have a good redundant source. And yet we have the Central Utah Correctional Facility in our community. So we've been very serious about getting the funding, finding a well, and we finally found, hallelujah, a great source. So that was one of the hardest parts, the 5 years of doing that. And I'm here to swear to you that the witching actually does work. just for your information. Anyway, we did find a great source, so we know that we're on the right track. It's just getting the money. One of the things you need to know is that we did have all the money put together. DSCM has given us $5.5 million towards this project, and that was a hard sell. We worked really hard with them to make that work. and they finally agreed to the 5.5, but they also let us know that anything that we do forward with this well, we can't bill them for the cost of our loans, et cetera, et cetera. All of that will be on the backs of our citizens. So everything we decide here, we've got to know if it's affordable for our people. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, we had that the grant from Division of Drinking Water, right?
No.
It was the Federal Community Project Fund. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I get these grants mixed up. But we had that in place, too. That was going to be $5.5 million, and then, you know, the feds did all those cuts. And so that's up in the air. It's not looking too promising. Like she suggested, though, we had the funding at one point, and we were ready to go forward. Lost that, and that's why, you know, CIB wasn't our first choice. We love you, but you weren't our first choice, and now that's why we're here today. And we're trying to keep things down. We've increased the citizens' bills over the last 10 years by a considerable amount, almost twice. Actually, this, if we were to go off the suggested tool that you guys gave to us, we would be almost doubling what we charge our citizens right now on water bills. And so we're asking to...
What do you charge?
So
it's base rate.
It's right here.
$35 base rate for the first 6,000 gallons. Thank you.
Sorry. So anyway, we're trying to rein that in a little bit. We've been raising utility fees like it's going out of style, and so we recognize this is important. It's an important project we need to do for the future of Gunnison, but at the same time, we're trying to keep that off the back of the citizens. And with the correctional facility, they've helped a little bit, but they're also a good partner. We don't want to push too hard. That's pretty much all I have to add.
Yes,
can you explain the grant that you had that fell through? And I'm having a hard time understanding that.
So Burgess Owens,
a little bit more background.
Yeah, the community project grant. We applied for that 2 years in a row, and we finally got top priority. It was supposed to be funded. It was listed on one of the top priorities, and we expected it to happen in March of 2024. And or was that 2025? Was that just this last March? Or, yeah, both times. So it just never got funded. They did a continuation instead of funding it. So that has changed for us. Yeah.
Okay, congressional earmark.
Yeah.
Is that still the status then? Is
yes.
On a pending list?
No. No, they just completely erased it and said it doesn't look good for at least another year or so. And we cannot do that because we have to spend the money from corrections, the FCM, by July of 2026. So this has to just keep continuing. And so we're coming to you as a last effort. It really is a on-our-knees kind of moment here. I'm sorry to say that.
And did you also apply to the Division of Drinking Water for a grant as well?
It's in a moratorium right now.
Had you applied previously?
We had spoken to them previously, but we didn't think we needed them because we had the support of the congressman, and they kept promising that it would be coming.
But at the same time, we engaged with Drinking Water, and they kept telling us we're not expecting water to get dry. And
that's so been a two-year process.
We didn't make a formal application to them because of what we've been told by the
school. We've already spent $2.2 million of our own money towards this project. We just know that it's so important to our future and so important to our current status. So we're really committed. We know that you are in a position right now, too, and maybe the 80-20 doesn't quite work for you, but maybe if we did a 60-40, 60 grant, 40 loan at 0.5, we could make that work for our citizens. We're looking at what that would do to their bills, and we think that we could make that work. I don't know if that's something that you would consider. I'm just going to cut to the chase there.
Mr. Bartholomew?
So these guys are my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I'm aware of their situation there. A lot of their need is because of the prison facility there. And they've want to increase that facility also. How much money has the prison committed to you?
5.5.
Okay.
Through DFCM, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
$5.5 million. I'm sorry, Dennis Marker, Gunnison City Administrator. The $5.5 million that DFCM has committed on behalf of the Central Utah Correctional Facility, the agreement is that that money, it's not necessarily a grant, it's a prepayment of impact fees that the state is going to have to pay when they expand, so that they understand that they're not just giving us this money, there are the strings attached to it, and we have to still recognize that in the future, and we're not going to get more money out of the state when they expand. This is that pot of money to help move this project forward.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. On your application, it shows your assessed value is $13 million. Should there be another zero added to that? Surely the value of property in your town is worth more than $13 million.
I know our engineer is online, and
I mean, I can pull up Mount Pleasant, and theirs is another zero.
Must be.
So that would put your debt capacity off if you're using that same number. Another question while we're finding that out, if I could, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
where are we at on, is this project shovel ready or soon to be shovel ready?
Like she said, we have to spend the 5.5 from corrections by May. We've got a lot of easement negotiations pretty much done for the first so many, how many would be the five?
Yeah.
You know?
A third of it.
Yeah. So, and we don't want to anticipate any issues going forward with easements. And then we've got Rocky Mountain Power working on. We got to get power out there too. And we've got Rocky Mountain working on the assessment with that as well. And that comes to us here shortly. So that's another important aspect that we got to get in. That's part of the money with corrections that we'll be using.
Their engineer is online and has a comment. Why don't we
just text him?
Yep.
Hello, are you able to hear me? This is Kelly.
Yeah, but not very well.
Is that any better?
Slightly. Let me turn the volume up.
I'll do my best to speak up. I can't speak directly to why that number is off. The city's financial advisor helped fill this portion out. I'm texting him now to kind of see if he, perhaps, it could have been a typo. I think Commissioner Miles, you're astute in looking at that value and understanding something's off. But, those are received from the financial advisor, and perhaps there is a digit missing.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So on the DFCM money, it says it's set to expire in July on your handout here. I'm wondering if that money just needs to be obligated by July, if you need to have a contract in place. I'm guessing you don't have to have it all spent by that time, but as long as you've got a contract that says it's obligated, which leads me to think, given our financial situation, could we just kick this one down the road a little bit and put this on hold for a future meeting just to see if our financial situation improves? We're just in such a tight spot right now. I just don't know how we can afford it. If it just needs to be obligated, maybe at a future meeting we'll be in a better spot and then you could enter into the contract and still not lose that money.
Are we willing to go and do the portion for their loan that they're asking right now?
I have a question whether the tool is correct. If the tool in its judgment of it, even though the request is outside the tool, what would be the recommendations of the tool with a different...
The minimum is 60-40 split.
But with what Commissioner Miles found alerted us to, would it change any of the matrix?
That doesn't affect the tool.
Okay.
That's for general obligation.
Just loans. General obligation. Thank you. Pardon me for interrupting.
Okay.
Okay. So we had a question, could we proceed with a portion of the loan that would get them going?
I think we'd need to increase the loan amount and reduce the grant amount to fit better within our tool.
Yeah.
Well, I would say just give them the loan, but not the grant at all, and I don't know that we have enough capacity to increase the loan too much.
So to fund it, so to have it proceed at the maximum recommendation, which is all loan?
No.
No,
the loan portion. The smaller portion.
Okay.
It's 1.3.
Like 1.3. And I would also encourage them, I mean, I know it's been frustrating on the federal process, and believe me, I understand we deal with the federal government, and everything dealing with the federal government is slow. But at the same time, you know, if that's been in the works for several years, you know, it seems like at some point they may come through with that. I know it's slow and it's frustrating wading through that slow federal process, but, you know, those are additional funds into UTOP we just give up, you know, because it's easier to come to CIB, then that means those federal funds get distributed to other states who were able to wait it out. And so, you know, I would encourage you to continue to seek all those federal options as well, and, you know, and drinking water, you know, maybe Laura, you could have a conversation with them and see if we can't get them a little bit more priority. You know, it's just hard because we understand that CIB has the most flexibility of any of these grant or loan programs. So I know it's when you run into these frustrations, it's easy to say, well, let's just go to CIB then, and we'll get it through CIB. But, you know, we're at a point now where it's hard. You know, our funding, the amount we have for funding is a lot less. And so, you know, I think I would be willing to support, you know, maybe 1.5 or something million at a 3% loan.
Kurt?
Yeah.
She said they could go 60-40, and 40% loan would be 2.7.
Okay, but I don't want to give, I want to use this as an opportunity because we're trying to save $10 million. So, you know, I don't know that we have enough to give them the grant at this point. So.
No, but I'm saying if we give them the loan, but a 60-40 with 40% loan right now, that would be 2.7.
Okay, we could probably do that, Bruce, I think.
And that would meet the minimum, the tool minimum as well.
Or we could give them all the loan.
No, just the loan.
Question
for Commissioner Bartholomew.
So you indicated this money is very critical to you. Could you take it all in a loan at a 0.5?
Well,
I realize that.
Well, it would save us $5 million in grant.
Yeah, it'd save you $5 million in grant.
So to put you at about $60?
Yeah.
Is that what I... plus your commercial rates and everything else.
Well, that wouldn't affect Dennis, right?
What's
an important point.
You trying to drag me through the mud here a little bit?
No, I'm serious with that. You guys missed the spill at the beginning, and we're out of money. I mean, we're literally out of money. And the grant we just can't give. And as you haven't heard, we have shifted everything away from grants today. Where loans, they can work that money around and give you some loan money.
Well, we understand.
What if we took, you know, if we can get to 0.5, and then as she suggested, come back at a later date for discussion for grants.
What would be your justification for the 0.5? Because the tool would recommend 1%.
Just because he's looking for a better deal.
Because you're increasing the loan amount.
what I'm looking at is what the citizens have to pay. You know, if we did 100% loan, we would be passing up $25 on to the citizens. And recently we just did $9 for irrigation, for the irrigation meters. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just been a lot of things going on one by one in the last literally couple of years.
And we started at 12 for the irrigation meters, and we had a house pack.
Yeah.
And they said, we'll deal with something under $10, but we don't deal with anything over 10.
So we
know how the citizens feel about it.
So for the board, we've got a decision. Do we want, you know, do we want to proceed at, you know, some portion alone with no grant now, or proceed with the entire portion
Curtis,
at loan?
So the minimum, the tool says the minimum is 4.1 in grant and 2.7 in loan at 1%. And I'm thinking maybe we give them the 2.7 at 1% and then let them come back and
at a later date, if
a later
we
date.
Have more money. So
I'll take that as a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
So the motion is place on the priority list for just $2,760,000 loan, 30 years at 1%.
Chair?
Yes.
Will that work for you?
We discussed before this meeting the possibility of needing to phase the project, and obviously if we phase the funding, we'd have to phase the project. We know that the well is one component of that. The pipeline can be separated out. So we can try to work with that, but we're definitely going to be coming back. We are already pursuing USDA rural development funding as well. We're not going to just leave the federal community project funding on the table. Obviously, we want to try to get as much as we can. But frankly, the current administration and the activities that are happening there, that funding is not going to be available in the time frame that we need. But we will go after as much as we can. So.
It's a really tight budget year at the state, but given the presence of the correctional facility, you may want to pursue a legislative appropriation as well.
And I can tell you we've done that 2 years in a row as well.
Keep trying.
The answer was no.
Sometimes it takes a while.
So we've got a motion on the table to proceed on the priority list for $2.769, 30 years at a point. Made by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Any further discussion? Seeing none, let's have a vote, please.
This will require a phase, if we can get a description before the February funding meeting of what this will cover. It's a $2,760,000. Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
No.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Winfield?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion carries. The chairman abstaining and one. Again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is on the priority
list. Okay. We're back up to about 5.3 million that we've shaved off the grant today.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Halfway there.
We're up to 5.5. And then we shaved 1.4 before on the Vernal project. Right?
I'm at 5.3 because we gave out $224,000 in grant. But
we had 8 million over there.
Not in shape. In terms of savings, we're closer to the 5.5, right?
I'm at 5.3.
If you're just talking grants, you're talking
straight grants. 1.38 and 4.1 something.
Okay. Up next, item 4.4 is the Castle Valley Special Service District Consolidated Capital Projects 2026. Emery County will welcome representatives from Emery County to the table. The project totals $3.27 million. They've requested $3.25. The request is for $1.5 million approximately in grant and $1.6 million approximately in loan, 6 years at 1.5. Welcome.
Thank you, Curtis. My name is Jacob Sharp, manager of Castle Valley Special Service District, and this is Merrill Johansson with Johansson Total Engineering. I think the board is fairly familiar with our projects that we do each year, and so I guess the discussion probably ought to be what would be the best solution. I'm open or available for questions.
Well, I'm not sure Jacob gave a very good introduction, so I'd like to help him out a little bit. So you have a GO bond?
We do have a GO bond.
A GO bond that is, that continues on for how long?
Until 2029.
2029, allowing them to take on half loan and half grant to do the various projects that they do. And they've been, how many years you've been coming? 20?
Yeah, at least that much.
Yeah, that's what my memory tells me, is about 20 years, and we've been willing to fund them because they have this continuing GO bond that the citizens have voted on down in Emory County. Is that right?
Correct.
In the surrounding areas?
Emory County.
Just Emory County?
Western Emory County, yeah.
All the towns.
Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, their request is for 1.5% on their loan amount, and I think it's been even higher than that, sometimes maybe even 2%. No?
Yeah, there's been 2.5 in the past. I think currently the ones we have on the books are probably all right around 1.5%.
Yeah. They've been a big producer, you know, coal-wise. In past years, maybe that's not going to happen unless we do something at the end of this meeting today. I don't know. Anyway, they, big coal producer citizens are supportive of this. It looks to me like, does their request fit within the tool,
yes,
Candace?
It's a screen on the sheet that fits in the tool.
Does fit within the tool?
And they also have a high score from the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think we've asked everybody else to give some, especially on the grant side, and so I wouldn't expect that, you know, we
What do you
we
want to do,
just...
Grinch?
we got
the Santa Claus Grinch showdown going.
Yes.
Well, so anyway, I want to give you more background than
right.
What Jacob and I think it was good that you did.
Thank you, Bruce.
Anytime.
Glad you're back on the board.
You know, I've got the gift of gab. I can even sing if I have to.
Yeah, you can. I was wondering if he was one of your students the way you're starting out.
Yeah, I'm not going to disclose that privileged information.
Okay.
So I don't know how relevant this is, but, you know, being in the treasurer's office, there are some advantages. We're availed of some national kind of leading economist voices that we have access to. We had one of those calls yesterday, and they emphasized that, you know, right now, as everybody doesn't know, there's a big AI revolution going on, you know, just enormous trillions of dollars going into that. And one of the concerns is that energy is going to bottleneck that process. So when we talk about energy being down, I have to believe that that's going to be a temporary blip, because all indications are that our energy needs, you know, if we continue to build out the AI infrastructure that you know has been invested in with all these data centers, is that we're going to need more and more energy. So I guess I'd say all that to say I'm not concerned with the recent drop in coal. I see the trends. You know, sometimes maybe people would have thought of coal as maybe a dirtier source of fuel, and so the environmental
people might come in and try and stop it. I see that mitigating, honestly. And I also see that, you know, with the scrubbers and everything on coal now, I don't even actually see it as a dirty source of fuel. So there's no reason to think that coal's going to stay down, in my opinion, that long. And so, you know, I would guess that we'll be back. And so I just want to make sure that we're being supportive of, you know, price in those areas, the coal producers. You know, I think it's going to come back. I guess I would propose that we, you know, could you take a little bit more loan if we gave you, you know, maybe
better interest?
Yeah, maybe a little better interest rate and maybe,
you know, maybe like the median on the tool or?
Well, I'm not even looking at the tool.
Maybe
at this point,
$2 million in a loan.
Yeah, median at half a percent.
At half a percent and 1.2 in a grant.
Well,
1.3.
1.95 and 1.3 is what the median says. And Alex isn't here today. Our public finance, but Candace has been really good to work with us and Alex and like kind of structuring our debt and. I'm assuming we could get it structured, you know, and fit it within our geo bond.
There's probably not a lot of difference if we dropped it half percent.
Yeah, so the median recommends 1.3 in grant, which would shave off $288,000, you know, on our grant side.
I feel like to be a team player, you might want to go down on the grant just a little bit more.
So
based on what we've asked some of the other projects to cut.
Do $1 million in grant and then shift the 588 over to the loan side at half a point.
I like the direction that we're going because we need to make up some ground. That said, they came in well within the tool, whereas some of the others didn't come in within the tool. And so that makes me feel like they're already sort of
Maybe our highest rated
they,
project.
On the scoring, 72 out of 100. So I would make a motion to just fund it for question.
I'd second the motion.
We're getting loose here.
Well,
we don't have a motion yet. We're still discussing.
So I jumped the gun.
I did hear a motion.
I seconded it.
Ms. Powers, please.
They pay this loan back in 6 years. This really benefits the board.
Yeah.
Even though the tool says 30 years, if they take a loan, it's paid back in 6 years.
Yeah.
And that keeps the fund revolving. I just wanted the board to pay attention. The tool says 30 years. No, they won't do that. They'll take it and pay it back in 6 years.
Commissioner Miles.
Motion to approve at the median with a 0.5% interest.
Second.
Third.
Okay. Motion to proceed on the priority list.
Can you state what that is?
It's $1.3 million in grant, $1,950,000 in loan, 30 years at 0.5%.
Is it going to go 30 or 6?
6.
They'll pay out
before. 6 years.
$1.3 million in grant, $1,950,000 in loan for 6 years at 0.5%.
Before I vote, could I ask Paul to pull up on the screen the as requested with 1.5 versus Greg's proposal, just because I wonder how big of a difference it actually is.
288,000. On the grant side.
Yeah, but raising the interest level, I'm wondering how much comes back to PCIB. That's what I
payment wise.
Yeah.
And what their monthly payment would be. Because I'm wondering if you know, we just go with what they requested, if that actually works out.
What does it say, Laura? I can't see that far.
We zoom in a little bit for those of us with old eyes.
I'm trying to
So in the spirit of cuts, if I could while we're doing this, if I may, the two highest scoring, Mighton and Castledale, or Castle Valley, I think we're consistent, at least relative to Mighton. We gave them what they asked for. I think Castle Valley does the same, and when the time's appropriate, I'd make a substitute motion to go with their request. which is within the tool.
And looking at this, you know, their annual payment would actually be less, and we would get more interest if we go as requested as opposed to
that's
the...
That's what I was seeing,
yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Commissioner... So we would be getting more back.
Mm-hmm.
If we went online.
Well, in terms of...
their total pay would be 1.984. And total paid on their...
Oh, I see. I see.
True.
Do you want to make that substitute motion?
I do.
Okay. So we have a substitute motion to place on the priority list as requested, which would be 1.588 in grant, 1,662,000 in loans, 6 years at 1.5%. Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Winfield. Discussion. Please, okay. Please don't.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's have a vote on the substitute motion, which is to place on the priority list as requested.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Mr. Miles?
Nay.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Winfield?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion carries. One against and the chairman abstaining.
Gentlemen, I also want to congratulate you on the progress on the San Rafael Energy Research Center. I attended the ribbon cutting there. The nuclear research that's happening there and with Valor Atomics. That was just really impressive, and I think that's going to be great for the community there.
Yeah, it's exciting. They've approached us for their utilities, and we're working with them currently. And my neighbor happens to be the man that they hired kind of to run that in the county.
That's awesome. Okay. And I do have a question about Peach Days in that community, because when I went through there, there were banners for Peach Days, and when I asked one of the locals about it, they said, well, we don't produce peaches, so I don't know. So what is Peach Days?
I think that's in the town of Farron, which is one of the cities that we serve, and in its heyday, Farron did have a lot of peach orchards and things like that. It's just gone by the wayside with a lot of other things, you know.
I'll ask Mike Maurer.
So.
Yeah, it's the same, like, geology and soils areas like Palisade, Colorado, which is a huge peach producer on the western slope. So it looks just like that, like the base of the book cliff. So it made sense to me for sure.
I think there was obviously a time and it was named Peach Days for a reason, but no, they don't have a lot of that, the orchards and things that they used to have. So.
Well, it's a beautiful community. Congratulations. Thank you.
We need some hats that say Make Emery County Peachy Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a hat in my house, and I'm not lying, that says Make Nuclear Great Again.
Yeah, me too.
You got one of those hats?
I got one of those too.
So.
That's a great thing going on there. Pretty impressive. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
your support.
No, you're much better worded than I am, Bruce. I think I should hire you every time.
Suggesting you didn't hire him this time.
No. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, how are we doing? Do we need a bathroom break or keep going?
Quick. We can get through another one.
Okay. Item 4.5, we'll welcome representatives from Mount Pleasant City for a roadway and drainage improvements project in San Pete County. The project total is $6,544,397. The request total from the CIB is $6,100,000. They've requested $3,660,000 in grant, $2,400,000. $40,000 in loan, 7 years at half a point. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I'm Dave Oxman, Director of Finance, Mount Pleasant City. With us is Mayor Mike Olson, Justin Atkinson with Sunrise Engineering, and Ben Corey. I wish we were coming to you on better times. I feel like it was a perfect time for us in Mount Pleasant. We've kind of been looking at roads and how to get on top of this, and Commissioner Bartholomew will know that it's probably been about a 30 or 40 year problem that we've been trying to get ahead of, and we've been chipping away with that. Going back to your last funding proposal where we were here in 2015, I think the city had to accept a scaled back proposal, and we may have to do something similar to that here today. We have done other efforts in that time since just CIB. We've gotten EDA funding proposals, have even done smaller scaled back, limited scope, but even a CDBG project fund. So anything that we've seen out there, we've pursued pretty aggressively. We've done our other infrastructure needs. The last thing we ever wanted to do was to lay down a new asphalt road and then have to tear it up. So we've gotten our sewer master plans done, water master plans. We did not want to get in a predicament to have to lay down finally these new roads for our citizens just to tear those all up. Some of the concessions that we're talking with the circumstances that we're in, definitely willing to take on a 1% interest rate because that is outside the funding tool. And then and maybe just explain why we sought a 7-year term. This project scoped requires much more than just that limited ask. And Ben could probably answer what it would cost to do every road in Mount Pleasant, but this was a path that was needed so that we could eventually, within 20 years, try to get every road in town to be a nice road. So we are willing to cut this project in half and then come back maybe in a few years to try to, when times are a little better, for you guys to entertain more.
Thank you. Questions for the applicant? Motion? Song?
Well, I may be jumping the gun here a little bit, but it sounds like you could do a 1% interest rate and you'd be willing to, you know, take half of the requested money right now. So I would make a motion to that effect. And could you take it all in loan right now, similar to what we've done with the other folks, and then maybe come back for the second phase in grant later? Seems like that's been kind of how we've been approaching things. So 2.44 million in loan now at 1%, and then come back later for the grant portion.
On a 10-year.
We could do 7 or 10, whichever is easier for them.
Yeah.
Had the same problem this morning. Had to go home to get it.
You sound like my wife. Where's my phone? Call me.
Laura, I'm a little concerned with what we're doing here with these, you know. I think we're giving them the indication that maybe when they come back that we're going to give them 100% grant.
It would
grant.
Be all grant. Yeah, sure.
And I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
you know,
fair.
And so
not everybody can get all grant.
Yeah.
A lot of the revenues are going to come into the bonus fund. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Even down the road, I don't know if these we're going to be able to do that.
Okay.
And
okay.
So I think we need to be careful in saying that.
So what if you... What if
I agree with that. I think we're making a promise. It sounds like we're making a promise for to come back and whatever.
Yeah. I do too. I understand. I appreciate
so
that.
So with the recommendation that was made, or that you offered, at least of going half
of the minimum.
Yes. So half of the request would be $3,272,000. And then if you did 60-40 for the loan.
Wait, what?
Well, hold on. I am confusing myself.
Are you saying, I think there's an half of what they requested.
Yeah, so right. Half of what they requested would be $3,272,000.
3 million is the total project, 3,276, if I'm reading.
Oh,
no, I'm reading.
6.1.
No,
no. So go ahead, Laura. Let's look. Okay, hold on.
I'm trying to.
You're right.
I'm confusing myself here. Okay, so if you have $6,100,000 in requested CIB, you divide that by half.
It's on the screen.
Thank you. So.
$1,830,000 in grant.
Yep.
Yeah.
$1,220,000 in loan.
Yeah.
Grants mm-hmm. need to be rounded up to the nearest 1,000. I mean loans.
$1,230,000 in loan.
Okay, that's yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just make the motion that we fund them. At half, as request, as they amended, I guess.
Half
grant, half loan.
At okay. 1%.
1% interest rate.
So would that be at a 7-year or a 10?
Doesn't matter too much to us. I would kind of prefer the 7-year. Let's just stay on that 20-year plan.
Okay, 7-year, yeah. And then at 1% instead of a half a percent.
I'll second that.
1%.
Okay.
7 years, and then you just cut both the grant and the loan by 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 1.5 and 1.6.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Well, 1.5, but...
It'd be 1.8.
It'd be 1.8.
Why?
Excuse me, 1.8 in grant.
Yeah, 1.8 grant.
And 1.3 in loan, right? 7 years at half. 7 years at 1%.
That's not fit half and half.
I thought the CIB the request to CIB was $6,100,000.
So they're only getting. $3,050,000 total.
Chris.
Yeah. So $1.8 million grant.
Yep.
$1.22 million loan.
But we got to round up on the loan. So 1.3 in loan.
Yeah.
Okay.
$1.8 million in grant. 1.3 in loan. 7 years at 1%.
Yep.
Motion made by Ms. Hansen, seconded by Commissioner Bartholomew. Any additional discussion? Hope not. Sorry.
I would just like to commend them for their planning. I think I was impressed. I mean, I think you were up front with your B&C Road Fund revenues, which oftentimes we don't see. I think you're trying to be very calculated in what you do and when you do it.
And thanks also for coming with solutions to help us solve our challenge.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
You can have a little poll.
Yeah. Call for a vote, please, Ms. Powers.
It was Ms. Hansen and
Commissioner Bartholomew.
And it is 7 years at 0.5?
No, at one.
We did 0.5.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Winfield?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion carries with the chairman abstaining. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Where are we now, Kurt?
We're at 6.8, should be. 6.8 we've cut in grant.
What's our target?
We've cut more than that in grant.
Yeah.
We've cut 8.7 in grant is what I'm totaling.
Oh.
Some of that was additional loan that we made.
Well, we just need to make sure Sam Pete's happy when they leave the table because that's the governor's backyard, too.
The governor drives those roads, you know.
It's a little bit more.
So you've got 8 million in savings in grant, Kurt?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe you could find some.
Are you guys keeping a list? Like,
I have 8.76 million.
Okay, that's what I have.
Excellent.
What's our target?
10.
10, unless we want to keep going. I guess we
can. Yeah. No, I think we can just get to 10. We're trying to get to, right?
Great job. Great job, everyone. Do we need to want to take a quick bathroom break?
Heck no.
Quick break in 10, 15 minutes? Okay, we're going to do a quick recess. I'll say 10, but it's usually 20, let's be honest. We will open our meeting back up at 10:51. We are on item 4.6, the town of Leamington for water system improvements for a backup well from Millard County. The project total is $1,906,000. They're requesting the full amount in grant. Welcome.
Hey, glad to be here. Last time I sat in this hot seat, I was absolutely convinced that the CAB had given me all the money I needed to complete my water improvement project. So we had $1 million ECWA grant from USDA to drill our primary well. And we went out for bid on the primary well with an estimated cost of $385,000, and we got one bid back, $1.2 million. So we went ahead and threw that one out, went out for bid again, and we ended up getting two bids back for $795,000 and $925,000. At that point in time, I figured I'd better call Candace and see what was going on about whether or not we needed to come in for more money to do the backup well, or whether we needed to downsize the project. And she said, we don't have any more money to downsize the project. So we threw out the backup well. So at this point in time, now we're back to try and see if we can get the funding to do the backup well to complete our water project, and also complete the water meter replacement project, replacing from analog to digital, so that we can go ahead and remote read those, because that allows us to go ahead and immediately see whether we have any leaks in the system or anything like this, which is one of our primary goals in completing that remote reading of our water meters. So at this point in time, we are requesting the $1.9 million that has a backup well in it, has the completion of the water meter job, and that's where we're at.
Thank you, sir. Questions from the board?
I have one.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Lytle?
Pardon? I just have a quick question. How are you, after looking at Drinking Water's report on your project, it looked like you had a couple of deficiencies that need to be taken care of on your system, your improvement points, your improvement priority system, where you've got an inlet fan for your chlorine room and source protection plan needs updated. Have you taken care of those things yet?
Yeah, we went ahead and completed the source protection plan, and we also went ahead and we had a thing where they wanted our chlorine facility to be vented, and that's been vented. There's, the vents have been placed in the doors to go ahead and vent that facility.
So the points have been removed?
Well, I assume so. I haven't looked at it recently to go ahead and see, but we completed what they wanted us to go ahead and complete on that, on those, to get rid of those issues.
Uh-huh. All right, thank you. And one other comment to the board. On any of these water projects, we're usually asked by the Drinking Water in their review, and I failed to mention it earlier, that they be compliant in everything that they do. If we want to make a grandiose motion for all the water projects, that they have to do their review and approval by DDW and before they advertise their project for any bids. Typically, we've done that in the past on those, put that little caveat in there for Drinking Water. But I don't have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Bartholomew.
Can you take some loan?
Say again?
Can you take some loan?
I said that. I'm sorry. I was older and I ran out of 430 and left my hearing aids in the house. So.
Loan. Can you take some loan?
A little bit of the portion in loan rather than grant.
Oh. Right now, our loans, as you can see on that, are $58,000 a year is our loans. We have about $70,000 worth of water funds that come in each year. We are required to do a mandatory daily chlorine check, which eats up $12,000 of our budget to do that mandatory daily chlorine check. We're trying to get that removed due to the fact that we haven't had a hit in 2 years, and we thought we could get it done to a weekly check on the chlorine. But they refused to go ahead and allow us to do weekly. So that's costing us $12,000 a year. So basically right now is we rent money to Aces and Delta to go ahead and excavate the salt caverns where they store natural gas and hydrogen. And so any of our maintenance funds that we do on the water system basically comes out of those monies that we get from renting the water out at this particular point in time, because the monies that we get in revenue from our water system is eaten up by the three loans that we currently have outstanding for $58,000 and $12,000 chlorine check. And then we got hit with this year with the new DDW charge, which will be about another $1,200 a year, which is about 1% of our budget. And so we keep getting what I call unfunded state mandates to go ahead and fund various things. So right now, we don't think that we can take on any loans whatsoever and still remain fiscally responsible. My goal is to maintain a $400,000 rainy day fund. Okay, and that's just from the standpoint that we have springs that supply a lot of our water that comes out, and we got a letter from DDW that took one of those springs out, which was about one-third of our spring flow, because they say we have groundwater intrusion, and to put it back in place, we'd have to put in a treatment plant, which would be about $500,000 to put a treatment plant on. And I'm just not so sure, you know, just to remain fiscally responsible, I'm just not so sure that we don't have to go ahead and at some point in time they couldn't come down and say we want water treatments on all systems that have any spring water, you know, type of thing. So I'm not willing to take on any more loans at this particular point in time and still keep the town fiscally above water.
What's your water rate to your residents?
The water rate is $33 a month for 20,000 gallons of water. And for out of town, $66 a month. We have about 130 water connections, so I figured that any loan that we get would require a doubling of those rates to go ahead and be able to go ahead and support any loan requirement.
Okay.
Right now.
So you're saying if you had to take on new loan, that you could double your water rate and then take that on? Is that what you're saying?
We would have to do that.
Because I actually think, you know, I know that's maybe asking a lot, but, you know, 35 for 10,000 gallons is pretty low. That's on the lowest, way low.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know your community probably doesn't have a lot of extra dollars, but in fairness to other rural communities that have had to go through the same thing that you've had to go through, right? It's expensive to maintain your water connections and your water systems, and it is what it is. So
I realize that. I just like to look at it with only 130 water connections. You know, larger communities have a whole bunch more water connections that they go ahead and charge a minimum amount of money on to go ahead and complete any large water improvement project. You know, it's a matter of taking on loans or getting grants to go ahead and do those within the community. So,
Commissioner Miles.
So you mentioned 20,000 gallons is what your minimum is? For your base, is that 20,000 or 10,000?
Right there. What's your base? How many gallons is your base rate?
Base rate is 20,000 gallons.
Wow.
For the $33.
Yeah.
For wow. In-town. That's in-town. Out-of-town is $66 for the 20,000 gallons.
Because you'd have to be using a lot of water to get to 20,000 gallons, right? So you're not really incentivizing conservation very well.
We usually use between 30 and 40 million gallons a year that we use, and we recharge about 8 million, 8 million of that down in the well to improve the basin that we pump out of.
Yeah,
so we're right at about 30 to 32 million gallons a year that we use of water.
Yeah, I think you need to seriously consider a graduating rate for per 1,000 gallons of water. I'm sure that you're required to hold so much in reserve, you know, for each ERC, but you're way over state standard on what your customer should be using.
The problem is you probably got a lot of people that just go ahead and waste a whole lot of water because it takes a lot of waste to get to 20,000 gallons, so they don't really care, right? And so, you know, if we're being frugal and conservation-minded with our water, we got to have graduated rates so that they don't do that.
Are they irrigating with it?
Well, we have water rights for 723 acre feet, and we rent 700 of that acre feet of water out to Magnum Resources to do the salt caverns and stuff like that. So we get about $85,000 a year from Magnum right now for the water lease, which is more than we get by charging the people. And so that we were able to save up about 900,000 before we started these projects, but we put in the last go around we've contributed 250,000 into the project, and then with the USDA loan we did 220,000, so that was 470,000 of the 900,000. And then we went ahead and did $50,000 on the maintenance building. So we've contributed $520,000 so far out of the $900,000. And that left me just short of the $400,000 that I wanted to keep for a rainy day fund. So that's just basically where we are right now. So our option is to either postpone, the backup oil, if we can't get the funding at this particular point in time. That's basically where we're at. But we would like to go ahead and complete the water meter project for sure.
Commissioner Lytle and then Bartholomew and Miles.
What's your annual budget roughly on your water system to operate it?
Well, right now we have... Our total town budget is only $150,000 a year that we operate the town on.
Yeah, but you have to have your water system in an enterprise fund. So what's your budget for your water system?
That's $70,000 is what we budget for income, and we hope to use less than the $70,000 for any maintenance and to go ahead and.
And is that $400,000 identified for the water system, or is that the town's rainy day fund?
That's the town's rainy day fund.
I see. So those are separate.
So they're separate. We have a construction, we have a capital assets fund, we have the water fund, and we got $102,000 in the water fund.
Okay, that makes more sense to me. That you're
and we have
about double what your annual budgeted amount is.
Right. We're trying to keep $400,000 in a rainy day fund just that we can use however it needs to be used.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bartholomew or Miles?
So as I've listened to your usage and your funding and everything, I'm ready to make a motion that we give you the minimum of a $1,143,000 grant, $763,000 loan at 30 years at 1%.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Seconded by Commissioner Miles. Motion is to place on the priority list at the minimum. discussion? The Grinch and Santa Claus having a stare down.
I'm saying the word.
He's got a great smile, though. I mean,
who's going to go going first? Who's going first?
Dicker.
Is that a smile or a smirk? Yeah.
Snicker.
Oh, smirk.
Smirk.
Yeah. So here's where I'm at on it. I think that they need to make some adjustments to their water schedule. As hard as that is, I think the responsible thing to do when you're putting so much money into water infrastructure, when you have so few residents to split that between, they have to understand that they can't, not everybody can just use 20,000 gallons per person, and that CIB will fund all the infrastructure to keep that flowing. Because my guess is there's probably a lot of people that are wasting a lot of water, and you can't do that when the water infrastructure is so much money. So I would rather maybe give them a piece today. And if you could come back with evidence that you've adjusted your water schedule down to something that's more along the lines of how the state kind of medians are, and Laura, you could probably give them like some sort of a, you know, answer on what the medians are, then I think we should, you know, be prepared maybe at a future funding meeting to give them more in grant. But I'm just concerned, and maybe that's not our job as CIP board to try and fix your water schedule, but I'm just really concerned about throwing this amount of money into small town water infrastructure when they haven't fixed the conservation issue up front.
I think they're going to have to pay this
off. That's exactly what I was just going to say, is to take on any loan at all, they're going to have to make some adjustments, and so that would force us right there.
Even with what we've proposed?
$2,500 a month is what you proposed. The $763 at 30 years, 1%, so $2,500 payment monthly.
Well, Mr. Chair,
okay.
If I could.
That's fine then.
We're not involved with the amount that they're having to hold in reserve for their ERC. That's Division of Drinking Water determination. But I agree, the revenue side is what we're concerned in. And I'm more interested in seeing that they have an increasing block rate to capture the revenue to pay for these infrastructure projects.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we have good evidence of that. I don't think that you've capitalized on every drop of water that you're giving out. So
I agree. Yeah.
So is that a substitute?
No, not necessarily. Like, if everybody feels like the current funding level is going to maybe force some of those actions, maybe I'm comfortable letting it go. It's just, I would rather see applicants make those changes before they come to CID, because I think that's important.
Would it be, with what the applicant had said about, you know, how depending on how it goes, whether he has to come back later again or whatever, is this something we could put on the pending with a caveat that he provide that they get to that point? Or does that not?
You could do it that way. Yeah, we can give them part today and ask them to come back at a later date.
But I don't know what they can do with part of the money, though.
I'm not trying to do it the way it is. I think that's probably fine.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to fund at the minimum, or place on the priority list at the minimum,
which is $1,143,000 in grant, $763,000 in loan, 30 years at 1%. Further discussion? Let's have a vote, please.
Treasurer Swah?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yep.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Winfield?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
That motion carries on the priority list.
Thank you, Ms. Powers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay, we're down to, or we're up to $9.5 million in grant savings.
Right.
Great job. Okay, we're welcoming North Tooele Fire District for the Lake Point Fire Station in Tooele County. The project total is $3.5 million. The request is for 100% of that to come from the CID in grant.
Welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Kevin Nunn. I'm the fire chief for North Tooele Fire District in Tooele County. With me are three very passionate people. This is our fire marshal, Buck Peck, and our project manager, Kim Clausing. Each of us has kind of a role to play here today, so I get to do the introduction. And appreciate the time before you this morning. In the fact that this has taken 3 years to get here. In the process between knowing about CIB, and so we've applied for federal funding, we've approached numerous projects at the county level, at state legislatures, and so we've been successful in some areas, and we always come down to the large-scale funding projects of stations and apparatus. And the coming to you today has been one of the caveats that we keep hearing is that Tooele County is non-mineral producing or very limited funding. And so one of the things that we really want to highlight today is the transportation corridors, the minerals that are produced in every other county in Utah comes through our county. And so what we end up with is one of the highlighted phrases on the back page of this is we have the risk, we have all the risk, but none of the reward. And so that's a huge impact on our community and our response district. We have 100 miles of I-80, which we protect, and that kind of goes into our fire marshal to talk a second about our response.
So I want to talk a little bit about the direct impact that we have. Although we're not producing those minerals, we do have that impact. Ms. Hansen stated earlier that babies aren't dying. We have the dubious distinction of having to respond to fatalities on our roads. Currently, today, right now, we have a rail car in our jurisdiction that is on fire, a coal truck that is on fire right now. These are the things that we have to deal with, and we don't have the funds coming in, but we have to respond to those responsibilities that come into our jurisdiction and pass through. We have the UNAV pipeline. You all are aware of that passes through our jurisdiction. We've had incidences from that this year. These are the distinct things that separate us from everyone else who has been asking for funds. We have no other outlet.
So my name is Kim Clausing, and yes, I am related to Santa Claus. No, I'm kidding. But we at North Tooele Fire District, we only collect tax base from four entities, Stansbury, Lake Point, Erta, and Pine Canyon. We do not get taxes from Tooele County, and we have gone and asked for PILT because where we cover is a lot of federal land, and we've been denied PILT funding. So we've been to legislation, we've asked Congress, we've been all over the map trying to figure out how to fund this corridor of I-80. We have two rail lines that parallel along I-80. If you've been ever out to where Tooele County and Salt Lake County meet, you've got I-80 right there and you've got a railroad on each side. And so we are responsible for that jurisdiction of response. And so we have a high probability of also a rel accident within Lake Point, Stansbury, and Erta and Pine Canyon of those rail lines that go through that area. So not only does it affect, you know, unpopulated areas that where the coal truck is on, the coal is on fire right now, but it also transfers through those areas. So what we are asking for is an apparatus, and we are asking for our fire station in Lake Point to be remodeled. Lake Point is very close to I-80. The Lake Point Fire Station would give us a quicker response to any incidences that are out along the I-80 corridor or along those railways. That would just get us out there more quickly, faster, and then an apparatus is needed. We are, you know, willing to, you know, negotiate, talk about it. We would love a grant, but we also saw that, you know, for the median recommendations, you know, also a grant loan kind of way of approaching it. So we're willing to discuss that as well.
Thank you. Questions for the applicant?
I've got a couple questions.
Yeah.
I noticed in your application you don't have any debt. Is that accurate?
That is, we have a loan on a fire truck. Some of the application through this process, we're all brand new at this, so we understood that there might be, I guess I wouldn't say mistakes, but kind of a coming up to speed of how to accurately report everything. We have a loan on a fire truck through that's currently this year. And then, what else was there? That's it. So that was a change, or that was not reported.
That'll be paid off this year?
No, that's 3 years.
Okay.
It's a 3-year loan.
Okay.
The other question I had, if I could, Mr. Chair, I noticed in your public meeting minutes, someone made a comment or question about how much it would cost you in addition. And I think I'm trying to find it here, but it was along the lines of, we don't need to worry about that because we're going in for all grant. That may be a pretty loose interpretation of what I read in the minutes, but I think that was the idea. And so I don't think that you've let the public know what your intentions are that you might be faced with a loan. And, you know, where this is mineral lease money, priority is given to mineral producing counties that have direct impacts, not indirect impacts. And so I
public comment.
Yeah, where's it at?
On public comment, section 5 of their minutes.
Second paragraph. Yeah, he inquired whether their proposed funding would lead to increased taxes. Kim reiterated that the district is seeking grant funding only with no anticipated tax increases. It's pretty presumptuous, I'll be honest, for a non-producing county's applicant to come to the CIB and say, well, that's okay, we just want grant.
I apologize. We at the time did not understand how CIB works, so we didn't know that there was the hybrid or that probability, and we at the time were going for just a grant, and we can rehold the hearing and let the public know. We weren't quite sure the option of how this process works, so apologies for that, but you know, there wasn't anything that was blatant. It was just, we would like to try for the grant first, and then if we need to go for the loan, we can adjust that.
Yeah, if there's no more discussion, I would like to make a motion.
Okay.
I would move that we deny the project as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion made to deny by Commissioner Miles, seconded by Commissioner Bartholomew.
I'd like to have more discussion.
Discussion, yeah.
You know, we can leave the motion on the table, but I'd like to have more discussion. So if we were to extend part loan, part grant, what would that do for the fire department?
First thing that has to be done is we can't decide anything in a vacuum. we have to go before our board of directors. And so that becomes
if we were to offer you loan, then you would have to go back to the directors before you could accept that?
Correct.
Okay.
So, and so, yeah, it becomes another public meeting as to whether as a full financial impact would be disclosed at that level.
Curtis, when you're ready.
Yes.
In order, whoever's ahead of me. No, I wasn't. I was just trying to get it.
Are you finished up, Kurt?
Well, I have some more questions.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just
So Buck, I know you had been working on getting additional federal grants for the stretch of I-80 that the fire department covers, right? You said that certain